Listen to your preferred news feeds with Odiogo.com.
Empty spam and numbers stations. 40,243 07 527 09 112 87,454 33,401 81,760. Neither you nor the NSA will ever decode the message above. That's because there is no message. It's just my spastic fingers pressing some keys at more or less random. But there are, or at least were, shortwave radio stations transmitting sequences of numbers like these day and night. Although I don't think anything official has ever been revealed about them, it is almost certain that they are, or were, transmitting information or orders to intelligence agents, spies, in the field. Why go to all this trouble? Because they are broadcast, there's no way to determine for whom the messages are intended. In fact, many hobbyists listen to them, presumably innocuously. Unless, in the unlikely event they were encoded with something other than a one-time pad, the messages are both practically and theoretically unbreakable. But they require the recipient to have a shortwave radio, in itself a suspicion-arousing accoutrement in some countries and under certain circumstances. Spam, the new number stations. I am an accomplished and prolific spammy. I receive over 1,000 spams every day, and I have gotten to the point of identifying and erasing them in milliseconds. Because I do this without actually looking at the message body, I missed an interesting trend, characterized as empty spam in an article in the Wall Street Journal. Sometimes known as empty spam, the persistent strain of junk mail has been puzzling millions of consumers in recent weeks. These emails, unlike standard spam, contain no perceptible marketing offers, viruses, or requests for personal information. They are just blocks of text, often lifted from classic literature. The article goes on to speculate about its purpose. One suggestion is that it is designed to throw off spam filters and reduce their ability to stop real spam. Another is that they are simply a miscommunication between zombie computers and their controllers. But what if it's something else? Even before the WSJ called my attention to this new format, it had occurred to me that spam was an almost ideal way to communicate with spies. Steganography is the art of hiding messages in other messages. For example, if you have a photograph, you can encode a text message in the least significant bits of successive pixels. Even in this simplistic form, it would be invisible and difficult to find by a layperson. With some care, the message can simulate noise so effectively that it is almost impossible to find. But it would still require that the intended recipient go to a website to see it, which might be traceable. Or, if the picture was part of a spam, it would presumably have to be meaningful on some level, or it would arouse a suspicion of the agencies monitoring such things. But if the picture were, for example, a sales pitch, people might act on it, and the CIA, or whomever, would have to supply Viagra or get sued for consumer fraud. Is not, then, an empty spam the perfect solution for agent communications? It is sent to a million people or more people at once, there's no way to identify the one for whom it bears special significance. Because there's no apparent message content, it will be ignored. Everybody has a computer, and everybody gets spam. No telltale shortwave radio.